And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz. This is Tom DePinto, because I don't have my other hand, sorry. Yeah, there we go, yeah. And this is RBLR's son. How are you today, Tom?
Liz, I'm doing great. I don't have any problems in the world right now. I'm completely relaxed. No anxieties, no outside concerns at all. I'm feeling very normal and relaxed. It's just been kind of your typical Tuesday for me.
How about you?
Yeah, I don't know. What, is there a big game going on that I'm not watching right now or something? Because we don't play till Sunday, so.
Yeah, it's.
What?
Yeah. I just realized, I don't know, did my audio go through? Because I thought I think my mic was muted.
I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. I don't know how this works then. I don't know why that has a mute button.
We're professionals. Oh, that's our one.
Man, that's me.
That's too early. You got to cut that one, Eureka. All right. So, Tampa Bay Sunland. Yup. Tampa Bay Sunland. We did it, y'all. We got our first home win, finally.
Hell yeah.
It took us a while.
And yes, we ran out of smoke.
We ran out of smoke during it, which is a really good win.
It's not the worst problem to have. This game ended 3-1, so we got to use lots and lots of smoke. We actually didn't get to do smoke at the end, but that's okay, because I think we were plenty loud enough. We didn't need smoke.
The third goal came pretty late, so we can kind of roll it all into one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all it took to kind of get our funk out of the way, get our first home win, start showing, you know, what the team's capable of, play with that good level of intensity. We just had to play the last place team in the league at home. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank the stars that Lexington exists. They're fun to watch. They really try. They're a bunch of baby horses running around out there. But simply outmatched by our quality.
Now they're glue.
We did it.
Yeah. Sorry, this is so funny to me. It's like we turned them into glue.
Hey, those Lexington fans were forged in the fire of League One, so they're used to it.
So those hats, man. You gotta have. It's a different type of person willing to wear one of those hats.
The foam horse hat, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy walked by our section, and I was too shocked to even think to heckle him.
Which is saying something for you.
Yeah, true. It's a powerful hat. It looks dumb, but it's got an effect.
It does. This is true. Okay, so how did this game start off?
It started off with the Tampa Bay Sun in a 4-3-3 that we've kind of... we like to start in that. That's what we do. Yes, a very much quotation marks 4-3-3. That's the lineup we submit to the referee, and then we do not adhere to that at all afterwards.
No. I really think I nailed it. The formation is herding cats.
Yeah. Nicello especially is kind of allowed to be wherever the ball is. Everyone on the field will show up. And I think she's earned that. She's probably one of the best. She's probably the best player in the league. She's our coach's favorite little baby because she was at USF with her. So I totally understand it. She's allowed to. It's just funny when you see her four different places in four different minutes, like back to back to back.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. Why is she on the other side of the field? Yeah. Okay.
Hey, get it, girl. Yeah, so our three up top, Tamarack, Flo, and Nicello. It's good to start getting Flo more involved. She may be better than 99% of people in the league, too. She's got, what, four appearances for us now and two braces, I want to say?
Yeah.
She just came in late, and she has almost caught up to Addie McCain, the current Golden Boot leader. So she's going to overtake her in no time. It was just a matter of getting to the U.S. And good to have Timrak back where she belongs up top. So we got Timrak, Flo, Nicello up top. Across the middle where things are – I like our midfield finally. Listra, Moore, Jamona. Jamona's great at carrying the ball. Listro tends to drop back and play very defensively when we have the ball. And Moore is a player that finally is able to control the midfield circle. It's something we've been missing all season. We've vacated the middle, attacked up the wings because we didn't have that steady presence. And Jaden Moore can finally control and organize things in a way that nobody else on our team can. Our back line, say it with me now. It's the same as it's always been. Edmonds, Bissett, Hendricks, Stoudy.
Hendricks, Stoudy, yeah.
And that's fine. That's great. I love it. And then Kozol in net, which according to DSB is going to be our best chance going forward. Her words. And I don't hate it. She's an extremely good goalie, very confident with the ball at her feet. I mean, we got Marchese warming up in the wings. We got Orcas. We got Kozol. We are spoiled, dirty, rich at goalkeeping. So you really can't go wrong with any four of them, probably.
Yeah, no, and I think once Edmonds maybe got a little tired and we subbed her out, we put in Paige. I think that also kind of helped out Kozol a little bit too, having maybe a little bit faster defender.
Yeah. Paige is really lively. Edmonds has got that, you know, that veteran mentality. She's going to do, you know, what she's got to do. But Paige brings a spark when she comes in late, which is always welcome around the 55th, 60th minute, the hour mark. It's good to have. Liz, like you were saying, we start in that 4-3-3, but it's very much, that's just where they line up.
We go here and then here and then here.
Yeah. The wing backs go far up. The wing midfielders come into a central position. When we have the ball, I'm trying my best. I'm not the most technically minded. I don't coach soccer. But when we have the ball, it kind of turns into like a 1-2-5-2 formation. You would think one of those center backs would be that one dropping all the way back. But the way we like to use those wing backs, Edmund advances on the left, and Jordan Listro actually typically seems to drop into that stopper position.
Mm-hmm.
So it frees up Edmund to use her abilities going forward. Stoudy, we saw her score a goal before, get an assist before. She knows how to get forward. So it turns into kind of one in the back with Listro, kind of just in case, play the ball back to her. She's there if anything bad happens. The two center backs, Bissett and Hendricks, ahead of her because they do have a good ability to launch a long ball ahead. And then everybody else just trying to get ahead, look for maybe Nacella or Flo. You saw it work a lot, actually, this game. The defense gets a little involved in things, has to get rid of the ball, ends up in a goal sometimes. That happened with our first one.
No, we had a couple of good shots that came from like defense just, you know, passing it just up the field and everything. So that is working a little bit better. I still think our play might be a little bit not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Not quite polished, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we definitely look like we've got better pieces than a lot of the other teams in the league. We bring in Jade Moore. We bring in Flo. We've got Sydney Nacell has been there since the beginning, but it's just a matter, and you can kind of see it because earlier in the season we were doing a lot of the things with the long ball, quick off the break, and now we're doing basically the same philosophies, just executing. It's more skilled, more experienced players in there. It's more time learning what Denise wants the players to do, and again, it's playing the last place team in the league. It's going to make your tactics look good, but it's always promising to come back at home after a pretty tough stretch, 2 losses in 2 weeks, and finally put together that home win that we've been so desperate to have.
Yeah, no, that was, we really needed that, and we super duper need it going into this weekend.
Yeah, going into this weekend, the first competitive Florida Derby game in years, because the Strikers died. So it's back on the menu, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa Bay. The coolest, best, most important rivalry in Southern American soccer. Not South American, but Southern American. So we got into the game. We both got some good notes here. I know there's one player on Lexington that looks like you want to shout out.
Why Shin so aggro? Oh my god! Like you said, she's like on the verge of a red card always.
Always, it's her job, and she's good at it. So yeah, I really like Shin Nae-young on Lexington. That's the thing I like about Lexington. I think they're a really well coached team with Michael Dickey. A lot of players have roles. They don't have those big international capped players, those foreign Europeans coming in with the star power, but he's assigned roles to his players and they are doing their best to execute on it. And Shin Nae-young is having a lot of fun being the most horrible, mean person in the world in the midfield. So hats off to her.
Yeah, she was right off the bat. Okay, all right. And then, again, our formation is hurting cats. We should not be doing long balls because we're still not really nailing those.
You say that, but I don't know. Our first goal, what was that? That was a very panicked long ball. But when you've got, it's like a Hail Mary in football. If you know you've got a fast wide receiver, you throw the ball. When we know we've got Flo Nielsen up top.
Did you really just use American football to make a metaphor for me?
I've done it every podcast.
American football.
I'm not doing it for you. We've got 30, 40 viewers, Liz.
Okay.
And some of those might watch American football. Ugh. But hey, when you got Cecily up there, Cecily, when you've got Flo Nielsen up top, sometimes you can just kick the ball real far. She's going to get on the end of it. That first goal. She gets on the end of it. She kicks it once, right-footed, blocked by the goalie. Yeah, she turns one of the Lexington players just inside out on the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely does her in. And then it's a left-footed shot blocked by the goalie. This comes right back to her, right-footed shot in. It's persistence, it's knowledge, it's skill, it's agility on the ball. It's something Lexington doesn't practice against because they don't have anybody that good up top. Sorry. So when you got somebody that good, sometimes it's worth it just to put the ball in a space and see if she gets onto the end of it. It's a skill and ability we have that we got to make use of, you know? If the tactics aren't there, at least the players are, finally.
Okay.
So we'll see against Fort Lauderdale how much we want to rely on that long ball. Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of put this little debate to bed, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, look, we got a good team.
Kozol did make some great saves. She made a good one right off the bat in the 10th minute. Tim Merck did get beat by the opposing attacker, but Kozol was right there. Thank God. Love her. Nothing but good things to say about Kozol.
Yeah, yeah. She makes huge saves. Did she make a mistake? I didn't see one all 90 minutes. So, going to be pretty happy about that.
No, and I think I don't even remember. It's terrible. I don't remember how good Lexington's goal was.
Yeah, yeah. I probably should have looked at that a little more, but I mean, it came so quick. But I mean, that's what happens sometimes. Look, you say Tim Rec got beat, and like your forward getting put in that position, getting beat isn't the worst thing that happens. That's something we do. We get stuck up really high with, you know, more than half of our team, three players back behind the line, maybe just the one. So when Timrak's at least putting the work in to get that far back to get beat, at least it shows she's digging in deep into her bag and trying to make something happen.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and right around the same time, Jaden Moore, I said it a little bit earlier, she controls that middle circle area in a way that we haven't seen before. We're not afraid of the middle of the field. And it's one player can make you an entirely different team. And Jade has done that for us. She's got Nocello-like ability to dribble out of traffic, which when you've got two players doing that, one in the middle and one on either wing, wherever she wants to appear, that's too hard. You can't double mark two players at any given time. And Nocello's starting to figure out some movement. She's ball movement wise, give and goes. Her and Stouty have been a nice pair recently. So I know Jade, when she starts connect and finding that chemistry as the midfield player, she's going to be picking out left, right. They're going to move over. They're going to double the right side. It's got Stouty and Nocello on it. That's super scary. That shifts the defense over. That creates space for Jade Mortensen on the left. Something's going to happen. So, you know, that's kind of been our season, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We're adding pieces. We're adding tactics. And it's a long season. We're just over a quarter of the way through it.
And we finally have all our players.
Yeah. And it looks like it. We look like the team everybody in the world thought we were going to be. When they say, oh, the Tempe Stone, they're going to win the whole league. They're going to run the table.
Tom, would you like to introduce the man on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah, he's super comfortable.
Just because you were messing with him, and I feel like people might have noticed him by now.
He's at times scratching my neck, but oh, there he is.
What's his name?
This is my boy, Jack. He has had a big day. He has eaten like 10 worms.
Oh, my goodness, 10!
He's being very elusive. There you
go. That's fine.
Good shot of the butt. That's all you guys are getting.
Yeah. Beautiful bearded dragon.
Yes. The most perfect creature God ever made.
That likes to play dead.
Yeah. Look, you could have touched him and figured out he wasn't, but hey, spatulas work too.
Tiny dinosaur is terrifying, okay? It's a tiny dinosaur.
He's a huge dinosaur. I don't know what you're talking about.
How is that better? That's not better.
It's not. Talk about huge dinosaurs. How about Carly Jimona this past game?
What?
She's big. She looks like she could, I don't know.
A dinosaur?
She's big is what I'm saying. She looks like she could strangle a brontosaurus. What? I think she could if it came down to it.
Okay. I'm still processing that segue, but all right, keep going.
I've been impressed about Carly Jimona since the second game. She didn't impress me much in the first game because she got killed by Amber Brooks. But every game since, she has proved how valuable she is. And she's even better when the announcers are pronouncing her name incorrectly. Guys, it's Italian. It's a soft sound. It's Jimona. It's not Gomona. I know everybody is watching this. So please clean it up going forward, everyone.
I did, because I went to the, and we'll get to this in a minute, the open practice that was today on the 5th, election day too, which, by the way, yay, everybody, hope we went and voted.
We did it.
Yay.
I made freedom count.
I did mention to Christina Uncle that, hey, two things. One, we need a higher angle because you need to tell the guys in front to sit down.
Yes.
Or, actually, I should have said, actually, send them over to our section since they want to stand.
Yeah, if you're going to block the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, and then two, that they need to, she was saying that they'll have to send them like a sound file of how to say the names.
Yeah, we do need a team pronunciation guide because I'm still confused about a couple players. And this is my major hobby, so you'd think I would know what I'm doing. So the rest of the half, I mean, the team did look pretty good. Lexan had some decent chances. It was a lot of feeling out. I'm sure there's nerves for us first time being back home after over a month, right? Month and a half, probably. So it was a good first half. It wasn't a boring 0-0 first half. There were punches, there were counter punches, but it did end up 0-0 in the end.
I think
that was well earned by Lexington. I think we had the majority possession, the majority of the chances, but they're a tough team. They can hang with anybody in the league. They've shown that. So for them to go in 0-0, they got to be happy about it. For us, it was a little frustrating. You can kind of sense it in the stands.
Yeah, more than a little bit, but yes.
More than a little bit, yeah. hey. Putting it lightly, we were a bit frustrated. Because when you think about it, we hadn't scored the first half of Saturday's game against Lexan, the entire Spokane game, the entire second half, and most of the first half of the Brooklyn game. We were going on something like two 100 plus minutes.
Too many.
Yeah. We could tell you the number, but I mean, we don't want to. Let's not do that.
No, it'll make you sad.
Yeah. There's enough going on in the world. We don't need to see how long the Sun went without scoring.
Yeah.
So
it was a lot of minutes until we got a goal, and boy, did we need it.
Yeah. The second half, for all the goals that we didn't score, the second half came out with some goals. Yes. What was it, 6 minutes in, 51st minute we scored?
Yeah.
Yep. And this is that goal.
And it was Flo, assisted by Flo.
Yes. Yep. That's that goal.
I think technically it'll go to Bissett, but like if you go watch it, it's Flo assisted by Flo.
Yeah. I honestly, I'd be surprised if Bissett, she should get the assist for the kick that sent the ball that long. But I think there was like a little bit too much time in between the pass and the goal where I don't know if she gets it. Soccer teams are like finicky about assist. You go back and you look at the highlight reel that the league put out, and mm-hmm. it starts with Flo already with the ball.
Oh, like, okay.
Come on, go back. We want to see how that happens. So, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever. So, yeah, it was, again, great work by Flo. She's a cut above so many players in this league. It feels good to have another player who can really create chances like Nocello does, like Clark does. But not only that, a player who has finishing that I don't know I've seen in the league.
Yeah. You know,
she's played half the games of Addie McCain out of Fort Lauderdale and is 2 goals away from catching her for the Golden Boot already. If you come into a season just a quarter wild. Of the way through, it's practically yeah. Messi numbers coming into the MLS late and then just, oh, I won the Golden Boot, I guess.
No, you know what it is? It's Chiwinga? Chiwinga came in like halfway through the season, didn't she?
Somebody
in the NWSL right now who is like leading the Golden Boot race came in like 3/4 of the way or halfway through the season too, I think. I think it was Barbara Banda.
Banda destroyed. She's
yeah.
She's
maybe it's Banda. I apologize. I'm not as up on my NWSL stats as I should be.
Yeah, you were in years past, and then we got our own team in a different league.
Yeah.
Now it's less important.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not a lot less important, but just a little bit.
And it's a good thing it's less important.
Yeah.
Nothing against the NWSL and its thousands of problems, but it's nice to have a new women's league.
I'm sure we have plenty of our own.
Yeah, they just haven't gotten out yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mean like when a game gets randomly rescheduled?
Yeah, like our game coming. Yeah, make sure everybody, let's say this 23 minutes while a lot of people are still watching. Our game got moved from Saturday to Sunday. Let me say this into my microphone, which is apparently the living room. The game got moved from Saturday at 7:30. It is now 5 p.m. Sunday. If you check the league website, it will not say that. But Fort Lauderdale,
I think it says it now.
I checked minutes ago.
Oh, for realsies?
Yeah.
Oh, what if they just told the Sun? They were just like, we're just going to tell the Sun. We're not going to tell the league.
Fort Lauderdale did this and was just like, yeah, I hope people notice, right? People check our Instagram, you know? We're a pro sport team. And it's because Messi couldn't finish the job against Atlanta United.
They're all best of three now, right? Best of
three. Yeah. Oh, you know, every soccer league in the world does best of three series in their playoffs, right? Yeah. Money. Enjoy that third yacht, Don Garber. MLS is a mess, dude.
I never ever want the Rowdy. I like it for about half a second. I wanted the Rowdies in MLS, and I'm like, never, no, please, for the love of God, no.
Don't
do that.
Too much I don't want. I like my soccer.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Tangents.
Tangents. There's other leagues in the world, unfortunately, sometimes. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So 51st minute, we got our goal. It was a bit of a panic situation. Flo Nielsen doing it all herself. But when you haven't scored in 200 whatever minutes, sometimes it takes one player putting in a Herculean effort. And our sweet, beautiful Dane did that for us. So pretty soon after, Lexington did score. They took the winds out of our sails in the in the stands for sure. I guess not so much in on the field. The players look like they didn't feel as bad about that goal as we did in the heat wave. but yeah, it was tough, and it was a long time before we could kind of get something figured out, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Lexington goal was the 67th minute. It took us a solid extra, 15 minutes to get it back together?
Yeah, we got some pretty clutch subs in, I would say, in the 78th minute, which we're still talking about, important developments in the game, and we're in the 78th minute. So it tells you that this – I got to fix this guy. It tells you that this game did go pretty deep waters before it got to its logical conclusion. So the 78th minute, Jaden Moore, our center midi, came out. Carly Jamona on the right came out. And we went back to kind of OG Tampa based on soccer, if you can call it that, for a team that's played less than 20 games. OG Sun Soccer. We had Ashley Clark.
What game? We played less than 10 games.
Yeah. This is still old school Sun Ball. We got Ashley Clark in and we got Wasilla in. And
I love it.
Yeah, I the last time we saw Wasilla for any length of time, she got pulled real early, and I totally understand it. And she kind of hadn't been around, but when she got back in and looked super late in the game, 10 minutes left basically.
Yeah.
Having her back out on the field, seeing her back out was awesome. She figured out whatever bugaboo she had when she had her disaster class of a game, and she came out guns blazing, ready to prove that she still belongs in the field, and she looked like it. She was where
so,
she
so done. Silky smooth, like she looked so good on the ball.
What I think it was too is she was a little bit more controlled. She was trying to do too much before, and I think it was something that was slowly ramping up until that game where she got pulled early, where she was like, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. And the results were kind of spotty for us. They've been spotty. We're a 3-win, 3-draw, 3-loss team right now. So she got this in her head, probably. I'm not a sports psychologist. I coach high school girls lacrosse. I know a little bit. But she got it in her head where she thought she had to do too much to help her team. But everybody around you is a professional too. So when she came out, she looked very focused and composed. With her spot on the field, not trying to be everywhere, do everything. And it helped her a lot. So I welcome back with Wasilla. I'm so glad.
Yes.
So those two changes, I think, did a lot. Like I talked a lot this show about how Jaden Moore is really important in the midfield. She controls it. But when she came out and DeWora came on, things found that gear that we had kind of slipped out of. Everybody gets a little tired after running around for 80 minutes, but that just goes to prove that Wasilla, is she a rookie? She's a pro rookie, right? She played some amateur ball over the summer, but
I don't remember. That's a great question, actually.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is coming on the field that late to replace a player of the caliber of Jaden Moore and basically not skipping a beat, picking back up where she found it and carrying that energy for the team in the middle of the field. It shows a lot of maturity on her part.
Yeah.
What are you on? Check Wikipedia. It's a reliable source of information that anybody can edit. It's,
It looks like she played for the W League.
Okay, yeah, that's not professional. So we'd be
okay. Yeah. So then, I guess this would be. Unless it doesn't have a link to whatever Decatur FC is.
Oh, they're a WPSL.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Amateur. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, this would be her first professional contract.
Yeah, and she's subbing in for a player, Jaden Moore, who had played for England, who has played in the top flight of the English system. So to be able to come in there and assume that role, and not only to handle it, but also to get back into that gear that we need to be in and find 2 more goals as a team with Clark and DeWore on the field, feels good. It feels like we've got the depth that can hang with anybody, because we've shown that previously in the season, because we've been kind of running our roster depth until Jade and a lot of these other players, Cecily, got here. We've been running our roster depth and not our theoretical perfect world first string that we now sort of have.
Yeah.
So we can come out, we can apply our philosophy to a game, and then once things get into the muck that soccer games usually do, around the 60, 70th minute, then we can switch it up on people and say, oh, by the way, we still got Wasilla, we still got Ashley Clark, we still got Riley.
We still got fresh legs that are deadly.
Yeah, yeah. We're not coming in. All credit to the kids, Ella Martinez at the U-17 World Cup. All credit to our academy players. We don't have to sub them in anymore. We can put in some adult professionals. Look out.
Yeah. We are glad to have them, but as backups.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, we hope we develop them. They go off to have a successful college career and then come back to play for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
all right, which leads us to our 84th minute. Beautiful, Stouty to flow, and just postage stamps it right in the corner of the goal. My God. It's a thing of beauty. If you haven't gone back and watched this goal, please go, like, pause right now. Go watch this goal. Go look at the recap. Go watch all the goals. But this should be the third goal of the game.
Yeah. If you're watching a recap, you're not having to watch the game. That's crazy, first of all.
But oh, yeah. But like, if you haven't watched the game recently and you're like, oh, is that goal that beautiful? Could it be? Yes. Yes, it is. Go watch it again.
It's more beautiful on second watch. It's more beautiful on third, fourth, fifth. I have watched this goal on replay, just like recreationally. Any downtime at work, I'm like, hold on, let's check that out again. Because it's not just the finish. Like, hats off for the first goal to Cecily for doing all the dirty work and sticking with it. This was like a team effort. This was us applying ourselves like glue to Lexington and not letting up. No matter, this pass didn't work, we get the ball back. This pass doesn't work, we get the ball back. I think it starts. I got a shout out. I really was super impressed. Like, all season I've known that Jordan Listrow is a good veteran player who knows what she's supposed to do, can do what she's asked to do, and does it solidly. She's a workhorse. But what happened at halftime? What did Denise say to Jordan? What did she drink? She got into a big old thing of horse electrolytes or something. And she just went insane in the second half.
Unleash the beast.
She got so unleashed. She second half Jordan Listrow for the, oh my God, one of the most like impactful players I had seen out of 45 minutes of soccer, like, ever. She was everywhere. Yeah. She was doing the hard work. She had some great technical skill on the right sideline to start this play. She got past one player with a really good touch. Played the ball off. I couldn't quite see. They didn't have their number towards us, so I don't quite know. But she played to somebody on the right sideline, got it right back on a really smooth give and go, got past another Lexington player, and got way down to the end line. Played the cross in to who else but Ashley Clark, the super sub coming in, getting stuck in deep. She's fighting on the end line for the ball, loops in across. Gets played back out, but that's okay because we're right there again. We're on that ball like glue that's made from Lexington horses. It falls right to that area of interplay that I talked about before, Sydney DeCello and Talia Stouty as she goes. And those two players worked. They had the Lexington defender head spinning, the interplay between them two. Back and forth, Stouty with a ball inside, and the finish. Like you said, on a postage stamp. She picked out a spot and put it right where it needed to be. Probably curved around two defenders, got it too far for the goalie to reach, even if she knew where it was going to go. It was incredible. One of the best goals I've seen lately.
It was kind of insane. Yeah, and then, you know, just a couple minutes later, Tosh Flint was like, but I can do it too.
But I can do it too.
And she almost was like, you could see for a minute, she was like, I could give Flo a hat trick. And then she's like,
yes.
Put a goal.
In the post game interview, she even said, yeah, I had the ball. I had the space, three defenders in front of us. I pointed at Flo. I was never going to play that pass. Gotta be selfish. And honestly, when you can finish like Tosh Flint can, you got all the right in the world to be selfish. She's finally, I think she's starting to adjust to the Super League. It's definitely, if you're coming from the women's Super League, the English version, it's an adjustment. The referees call things different. The speed of play is different. And you can see it when Jade or Tosh like foul somebody. I don't think there's ever been a foul either of them has gotten called for where they've been like, yeah, I did that. That's fine. Here's the ball. Take your free kick. It's always like, what do you mean? I was allowed to do that all my life, and now I'm in America and I can't? That's no, not fair. So I think she finally like took it on herself and said, no, look, I'm in Super League now. I play for the Tampa Bay Sun. I'm going to show what I can do. And yeah, it was a beauty of a goal too. The defense, who was it? I want to say it was number 5 on Lexington. Just like kept backing up.
Yeah, never charged her for some reason. Never took the initiative. Like just freaking slide tackle her at that point outside the box.
Yeah, make a mistake. Just do something.
Yeah.
It looked like she was getting like it looked like Tosh had like magnets on her and was like actually physically repelling the defense.
Repelling her, yeah.
Couldn't even like it's not that they were trying to dispossess her. They were terrified by her aura.
Yes. Which, that's understandable.
Yeah.
She's a little bit intimidating.
I'm terrified of her, too. So, yeah, that was our first home win, and boy, did it feel good.
Yes. Yes, it did. All right, so now we play Fort Loserdale.
Fort Loserdale. Womp, womp. They're not good. We thought
they
were
on a 3-game, 4-game losing streak.
3-game losing streak. Yep.
Yeah,
3-3. Yeah, 3-3. Not great. Don't be happy about that. hey, playoff position though, pretty good. Be happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
in the Super League, can you go from 8th to 4th?
Yeah. It's still early, okay?
But yeah, hey, I know.
Good parity is what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't alone in this. We thought Fort Lauderdale was good, right, to start the season?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, to start. I did vote. It fell off, though.
Okay.
But yeah, they were good. They strung together, their record right now, 3-1-4 with 3 losses in the last 3 games. So they came out 3-1-1. They were up there, second, third spot for a long time. Got some good results against Brooklyn. Everything was going pretty well for him. We thought Tyrone Mears was a genius coach in his first ever appointment. And I think, I don't know, the wheels are falling off. Everybody else is figuring out what they're doing. But yeah, their last game was actually just this past weekend against Dallas in the Cotton Bowl was their first time getting shut out. It was a 1-0 loss to the Trinity. Before that, a 3-1 loss to Brooklyn, who are tough as always, and then the loss that I think broke their backs to start this losing streak was a 2-1 loss to Lexington.
Yeah.
When you lose to Lexington, something happens to you as a team, and it's not a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. That does give me hope against playing against them, though.
Yeah. If we're playing a team that's on a 3-game losing streak with a loss to a team we just beat 3-1,
yeah,
we should be feeling confident going into this.
I would hope. Yeah.
So Fort Lauderdale plays with their formations a lot. I think their last game they ran a 5-3-2, from what I could sort of tell. But they also do a 4-2-3-1, a little bit more normal, but also not normal. Tyrone Mears is digging deep into the directory of football formations for this stuff. He's having a lot of fun as a coach, I guess. sure, dude. As long as it works, and it's not lately. There's a couple players to watch, of course. I've mentioned her a couple times already. Number 18 up top, their striker, Addie McCain. She does have 6 goals in 8 games, which is it's bonkers numbers. It's really good. She is the leading goal scorer right now in the league. Flo Nielsen is coming up on her really quick. I've got a feeling she'll catch her. How cool would it be if she got a brace against Fort Lauderdale to tie too?
That would be awesome. How about we just get a hat trick? How about we just, let's just do the whole thing and get a hat trick.
First team hat trick in team history. Flo Nielsen takes the lead for goals scored. Yeah, that would be ideal, I think.
Yeah.
Jordan Kristoff got the first Rowdies modern hat trick against Fort Lauderdale, too. So it would be a proud tradition.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Addie McCain, she is a very good player. She was in the NWSL for a couple of years where she was mostly used as a midfielder and wasn't doing very much scoring. So I do got to say good job there, Tyrone Mears, head coach, because he realized she would be a better striker. And she is. She's scoring goals. She probably should have been a striker in the NWSL. Elsewhere, a lot of what they like to – they look, Fort Lauderdale has a very good defense, a very stout, very organized, but it's a good team defense. They've got a nice center-back pair or a center-back trio, depending on what they want to trot out. But Leveni Vaca, the Tongan international, and then they've got Reese Klein, who scored their first home goal, and Gaynor in the middle. It's a good, solid team group. They communicate well. They move to the ball well. It's a lot like our center-back pairing in a way where they work well together. So they're going to be hard to break down, but you can't really, more than I did, single anybody out because it's a team effort on defense for them. Besides Addie, though, you want to look at a player like Shania Gordon. She's a South Florida native, number 11. She plays on the wings as a midfielder. A lot of time spent overseas, most recently, I think, 3 seasons in France. She has the most shots in the league with 18. No goals to show for it. So I'm sure she's frustrated about that. But she is a – yeah, right, 18.
Especially playing with Addie McCain.
Yeah, where she's just knocking a man at will, basically. And it's like, okay, great, thanks. But she is – Shania Gordon is probably Fort Lauderdale's most active player. She's doing the most. She's in the midfield, on the wing, on the right side, mostly kind of in an Acello sort of role. She's a very good dribbler. She can take people on one-on-one. She's not afraid to do it. And she shoots a lot, but she's also getting the ball. She's distributing it. She is not the leading chance creator, however, for Fort Lauderdale. That honor goes to number 8, the center forward, Felicia Knox. So a lot of their plan is kind of keep things contained with a good, strong back line, a solid low mid block. It's not complicated in defense. It gets a little probably too cute in offense is probably their problem, but it's a simple traditional low block with an organized defense. They move the ball out with Shania Gordon on the right side. She makes people miss. She makes people look dumb. And then they find Felicia Knox. They find Addie McCann as their finisher, as the Fox. They're not a boring team to watch, even when they do lose 1-0 to Dallas. It was a pretty interesting game. They'll press aggressively. They'll try and force things early. They're one of those teams where they're going to try and set their tone early, and it's going to be a fast tone. We gotta weather that, especially being down there at their campus.
Yeah. And I mean, I have hope, because I was, just kind of leading into the next thing. I went to the open practice today, which was super cool. So this, know, it was Tuesday, November 5th. They held an open practice, for, I think it was anyone. I don't think it was just Sun Chasers. I don't remember.
I don't know. Did they check?
Yeah. No. Anyway, they did. So I was like, I didn't sign up.
Okay. Yeah. I think they know you at this point though.
Yeah. So it was very cool to see lots of players that I wasn't sure if they'd be touching the ball yet. Oh, hi, Feffo. Kayla Marchese, very exciting to see her basically doing a full practice. So, also in a jacket the whole time. Very wild. But
she's a Florida girl. She gets colder easy.
That's true. It was hot today. It was humid today.
Hey.
So I think the only person who didn't like touch a ball ever was Hannah Keen. And, I believe she's on like a totally different schedule. She was doing some inside stuff. But she was very, very gracious and she did come out so she could sign my post-it so I could get everyone. So that was very nice of her. Thank you very much, Hannah. but it was really cool to see, the team practice and everything, to watch how they kind of split up, during it wasn't, I don't want to say scrimmage, because it wasn't really a scrimmage where they were trying to score goals. It was really just like, let's just pass as fast as we can and as accurately as we can. And that was really interesting to watch, to see the players that they were like trying to, they kept it in like kind of wide in the beginning, and then it looked like they were sort of limiting the thirds that you could be in.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. To get players to work on some other stuff. So that was good. And I saw a lot of really good quick passing. A lot of good stuff came out of today, I think.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Everybody's involved. How Yuki? Is she playing soccer at all?
Not playing soccer, but kicking a ball around for funsies. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I feel like she's recovering pretty quick. That was not an insignificant injury.
No. And I was talking to some of the front office today, and they were saying that it is actually kind of wild how fast some of our players are healing. It's like way ahead of what they were expecting. So I don't know. I think she said Yuki might be in for the spring season. Do not quote me on that.
Yeah.
But that would be super awesome. They did say at least a couple of players will be back for the spring season. She did not tell me who, but that's okay.
Yeah, and that's something we were talking about as far as players being back or not being here is the transfer window, right? Like, it's got to open back up after the fall season ends and before the spring season starts. So you think,
because
in Europe, that's the transfer window. And the whole point, basically the whole point, not the whole point, but a big part of the Super League is having that transfer window align. That way we can not just get players from Europe, like we have especially, but also to send some players over there probably. So it would be interesting to see, of course, us, everybody in the Super League, how's that going to work out? I hinted earlier at like how we've got an embarrassment of riches at goalkeeping, especially now with Kaelin practicing. What does that necessarily mean? This is our job, Liz.
I don't want to talk about the idea that someone would leave a sense of all of them.
Hey, Jablonski already left, so players leave.
Yeah, but she went to college, didn't she?
And she like never saw game minutes, but still.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She went to college. Doesn't count. Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, at some point, when you have three very, 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 very good goalkeepers, Kaelin Marchese, Lauren Kozol on loan from the Portland Thorns, Ashley Orkis. You can only play one goalkeeper at a time. You can only dress two goalkeepers for a game. When we need to make some moves, I look, this is a hard conversation. I'm not having fun right now, okay, Liz? But the fact of the matter is, we are a little thin in defense, and we are a little thick at goalkeeping. So if it comes down to it, I could see us in that transfer window after the fall season. I could see us dealing a goalkeeper. Dallas hasn't had the most success with their goalkeeping platoon, the two that they've used. They're on average further down the stat column than everybody else in the league. I would not be 100% shocked to see one of our goalkeepers. I don't want to name names, but I would not be shocked to see one of the Tampa Bay Sun goalkeepers depart us. I don't want it to happen, but from a business and like strategic sense, if a player has to leave, it would probably be a goalie because we got a lot of power there.
Yeah, I know. And we have a lot of really good power there. So then we have like, okay, we have one. We also have a really good backup. We also have a really third really good backup. So
we have one of the best goalies, you know, that Florida has ever produced in Kaelin Marchese. And it's she hasn't been playing because she's not good enough. She's been playing because she's rehabbing an injury. And if she's practicing as much as you're saying she's practicing, then the rehab's coming along pretty well. If the front office is surprised by how quickly everybody's healing, then the rehab's coming along pretty well. So I don't want any of our players to leave. I love them all deeply. But if
if you trade my favorite keeper,
it's got to.
I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm not going to do anything about it, but I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah. You'll be really upset on a podcast for an hour.
Yes.
But hey, that's that's where we're coming to. It's something, because I tried looking into it and seeing like, what is the transfer window? And I couldn't find like, oh, this is the date it opens, this is the date it closes. I don't think they've published that.
But that's possible.
But it lines up with Europe. That's the big talking point they've had. So after the fall season, you're going to see some moves from us, from everybody else in the league. You're going to see some players move teams. You're going to see some players go overseas. You're going to see some overseas players come to the Super League. It's a nice halfway mark for teams to adjust, fix what needs to be fixed, and for us to gel what needs to be gelled, because we haven't been that team that everybody thought we were going to be. And by the time spring comes around, if we're not playing like the best team in the league, there's questions to be had, because Carolina is, quote unquote, the best team in the league. They have never lost a game in their club history. They are first place. They might have gotten past. I think Brooklyn briefly passed them. I don't know if they're still up there.
No.
But Carolina has never been like super convincing to me. You know, they know how to win games, which is a skill that a team needs. But they don't often like rock teams. It's never like, wow, yeah, Carolina looked crazy good. They just win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's an opening for us. If we get up to the caliber of play that everybody thought the Tampa Bay Sun was going to do, there's a chance for us not just to make playoffs, because we're going to make playoffs. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But to go in with that number one seed, because it'll be nicer come playoff times. And I know we're talking far, far ahead right now, but it would be nicer come playoff time to be the one seed playing the four seed instead of playing the third or the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the open practice. That's Fort Lauderdale coming up. That's Lexington already in the woodshed, in the glue factory, in the little plastic bottles with the orange caps. There are two more games this weekend besides us. They are both on Saturday at 7 o'clock. One is Carolina versus Spokane.
For now.
Yeah, right. Who knows?
Sorry, not to keep poking fun, but it's just... Yeah. So wild that I found out through a friend, and it was only on their website and their Instagram.
And it is still not on the Super League website. So, like, guys, people are going to be confused. But at least they didn't move the game up where you would miss it if you weren't paying attention, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So the one game is Carolina versus Spokane. Liz, you got to think Ascent handles business. They know how to win, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially at home. Yeah, Carolina will clean up. I give you 2-0 maybe.
That's fair. Yeah. I think so. 2-0. I'd say another week at the top for the Ascent. Great job, everyone.
Yep.
The other game I think is a little more interesting at 7 o'clock. Also, Lexington versus Dallas. Dallas had the majority of the possession against Fort Lauderdale this past weekend. Looked like the better team, but it took them until like the 86th minute to score. And Lexington is a athletic, well-coached team, always dangerous. If they win the game, they're probably doing it at the very end. So I could see that being
They are scrappy.
They are scrappy.
They are scrappy in the best way, man. I mean it. Honestly, I have a lot of respect for Lexington. They work hard.
Yeah. They are young. They started the game with a 17-year-old on the field.
Yeah.
They didn't sub her in. She was a starter. So, look, well-coached, well-disciplined, very athletic, relentless. So, I could see that game going the distance and being like a 1-1 draw, a 2-win, 2-1 either way. But I'll probably tune into that one at 7 o'clock. That just feels more interesting to me.
Yeah. And then on Sunday we have our game, which is now moved to Sunday at 5 p.m. Because we don't want to compete with Inter Miami, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of people going to both games, you would hope, right? Definitely are. Thousands of people are going to both games, right, Liz? Mm-hmm. That's why they moved it, so they don't have to choose between the two. So Fort Lauderdale, prove us right, you know? Have a bunch of people at both these games, please.
That would be nice. Their supporters group is trying, man. They had some nice banners at their first game that I saw. I'm sure that they're doing the work.
Yeah, I got nothing against the ultras down to Fort Lauderdale, except when the whistles blow. But yeah, do the work, guys. I love it.
Yeah, and we would like to be there, but we wanted to do a bus. It wasn't happening this time, and then also would have been flubbed because the game got freaking moved.
Yeah, it was hard.
I was talking about this with the front office today. We were like, that would have been a disaster. It would have been awful.
Yeah, would have been hard enough at Saturday, much less Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're coming for you in March.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We're coming down there.
Yep, and then we got a couple little. We're a Sun podcast, but who else is covering the U-17 Women's World Cup like we are? Which is to say, at all. So the U-17 Women's World Cup did wrap up down in the Dominican Republic. The USA put in a hell of a shift. A couple Super League players on that team. Dallas's goalkeeper Evan Osteen, she got the Golden Glove for the tournament. So that's
very cool
for the Super League, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and again, I said earlier that Dallas has had some issues.
Oh shit! If she's back, then wait, maybe Lexington will lose.
Yeah. Well, Osteen hasn't played much. It's been the other two goalies for Dallas, but I haven't been super impressed by them. Madison White, I want to say, and I'm not sure what the other one's name is, but they're not, you know, lights out like the others are. At some point, Dallas, give Osteen a chance. She played some minutes against Barcelona, didn't she, right?
Yeah, because they had, I think they had unlimited subs in that. So they subbed all three keepers, I believe.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Evan Osteen, Golden Glove winner for the U.S. U-17 national team. They got bronze. I think Carolina had a player on there. Bronze for U.S. Great to see, especially beating England in the bronze medal game. And the winners of the U-17 Women's World Cup, baby. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They did it. Let's go. So that's a sweep. Look, DPRK is always good at youth soccer. They won the U-20 Women's World Cup earlier this year. They won the U-17 Women's World Cup this year.
They might be coming for the OG.
Yeah. Your opinions on North Korea aside, that's really cool for them. I think it's if you win the Youth Women's World Cup double, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, 4 years down the line, I'm sure that roster is going to be stacked with Sun players. Shout out Ella Martinez, played for Colombia.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, it was looking forward to Sunday.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. We're feeling ourselves now, you know?
All right, we didn't tell Super Producer what our score predictions are, but we're just going to say them anyway. What is your score prediction then?
3-0. 3-0 we're going to win.
3-0? Okay.
Going big.
Okay. Yep. I'm going 1-1 draw.
What?
1-1 draw.
What is that?
What do you mean?
Okay. I mean,
I don't know. We were okay. I don't want to. We're going to be away. Okay, fine.
Barely.
2-1 win. How's that?
No. Keep it.
I have to keep it?
Keep it. Live with what you just
said. I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. I'd like to be wrong, though.
Exactly. Yeah. You only said 2-1 because you saw Eureka say it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
So you get 1-1 and you have to be happy with that.
Okay, all right.
And you better be so happy if it ends up being a draw, too. I want you celebrating. I want you popping smoke in your parking lot, okay?
I don't think my landlady will like that.
All right, so that's it for this week. We finally got a home win. We got all of our players. We're clicking. We're doing the thing. Liz, I feel great about our team. I guess you don't, which, cool.
I feel cautiously optimistic.
Earlier today, you were hanging out with them, shaking hands, getting autographs, saying hello.
Yeah, and they're wonderful people.
Oh, great individuals, but they're not going to beat Fort Lauderdale in your mind. I'm saying
what you said they could.
I'm saying what you said back to you. I'm not attacking you.
Okay. Then what do you want me to say?
I want you to say we're going to win the whole league.
Yeah, here we go. Super Producer Eureka's like, they score goals in one game. Tom thinks it's cup season.
It is. We're never going to lose again.
I'm going to be the James Knowles of this podcast. I'm going to be the downer.
There you go. All right. Well, tune in Sunday, 5 o'clock. Do not forget.
Yes. Make sure you click all the things and click the follow, the subscribe, the whatever buttons, turn on notifications, follow RBLR Sun FC on all the places, like Threads, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, especially YouTube. Go look at our beautiful faces on YouTube. We were wearing I voted stickers this whole time and you didn't even know it.
We're on Blue Sky now.
And Blue Sky.
Yep.
Yep. Cool beans. See y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.